Welcome back to the Secret Hearth podcast, and welcome back to the ancient and desecrated Temple of Light, where we found our heroes, who have at this point gotten a hold of the hilt of the sword from the Crimson Citadel as a bonus to conquering the Crimson King, and have made their way all the way back to Vermoor, where they know for a fact the rest of the sword shards lie. I don't know how they're going to reforge it, but they also know that the dragon is here and hunting them actively, along with Murdoch, his minion, his premier minion.
His only minion that's still alive.
And we're going to find out if you can forge this sword and use it to slay Zale before he gets the door from you and ruins the world in some sort of esoteric, innocuous way that has not yet been explained and probably won't be explained. Currently, you are jumping from a open doorway in the base of this sort of antechamber of the Temple of Light. You have solved a puzzle in the antechamber that has opened up a doorway in the floor, and you have leapt your way into the dark of this hole and found yourselves now slamming onto what you thought was sort of a scarred wooden platform here in the dark. Oh. But you're quickly finding out, as the four of you, including Ezek, slam into it, that it is not made out of wood. You feel almost immediately as you land at this 15-foot drop, this sort of suctiony wet feel as you slam into it and instantly feel locked in place. And you also feel yourself slowly descending down into it. I'd like everybody to roll initiative.
Fuck! Oh, what the fuck?
God damn it!
You're falling into my trap!
Quite literally. We jumped. Oh my god. Okay, I don't mean to get too excited, but I did roll good.
For the first time ever.
On an initiative roll to fight a quicksand pit.
Yeah. Listen, small victories. Okay, maybe I could save your life.
Echo got a 7.
Ooh.
A 7 for Echo, that's great. I don't have a fucking pencil. I did not come prepared.
I don't have a pencil either.
You don't need one.
A little Ecky 7?
Whatever you die, we'll just throw the sheet away.
Yeah.
Stay foot, what'd you get?
19. Yeah, don't mean to, brag or anything.
What about Herbert?
17.
Wow, Herbert, that's great.
Echo hit her head on a rock on the way down.
Head first into the mud.
Yep.
Oh, no.
She's
suffocating.
She's a tree.
Okay, Spadefoot, you're up first. I'm going to give you a free
action to use my eyes and look around?
What?
I just want to look around at the space first.
Going to give you a free wit check real fast for perception. That's actually what I was going
to
do.
Back to normal. That's a 6.
6. Fantastic. You don't see any perceivable exit here. What you see is a pretty dense layer of cylindrical fog around you. You see vague shapes, but you're not able to, with a 6, see any sort of exits. However, with a 6, you do notice about 3 feet to your left is an individual that's submerged up to their waist in this already. It looks like a blonde-haired elf with a prison uniform on, a ratty prison uniform on, wearing a sort of a tiara of like silvery metal. And she has a couple of daggers in either hand that she was using to sort of push herself out or hold herself with some more surface. But now as soon as she sees you, she lifts one of her hands back in sort of a motion that looks like she's going to throw it at you. But what would you like to do with your actions here?
It is still a free action to talk, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm going to look at her and say, just wait 1 second before you, kill us. Maybe we could work together and get ourselves all out of here, and then we can kill each other.
Okay, that's an interesting angle. Why don't you roll will for me?
17.
I don't know about that. I'm not sure about that. She's pretty indoctrinated.
Can't roll any higher.
I think she's hesitating. We'll say that. What else do you want to do on your turn?
Okay.
You're sinking.
Oh, really?
Okay. I can tell what kind of night tonight's going to be.
So this substance is sticky. And so
it's a Newtonian liquid sort of feeling. It doesn't really feel sticky. It feels like a hard surface, and you're just sort of sinking into it.
What if I just rewound time?
You could absolutely do that.
literally just give me a second. I have to look through my inventory.
Okay. Ezek's screaming, and we'll move on to
Let me hold this action.
Yeah. Herbert, what would you like to do here?
Was that Ezek's action?
Screaming.
No.
No, our son.
He's like, and instantly panicked. He's starting to pull at his own ankles.
I'm immediately calm.
Hell shit.
Echo's dead, unconscious. She's drowned.
That's
crazy.
On
the floor.
Bro, that sucks.
Okay, so the room we were previously in was well lit, right? So I wouldn't have had my rod out. So I think that I'm going to do that.
Okay.
Oh, that's smart.
Shed some light in the room. After that, I would try and like peer through the fog and try and see like our surroundings and specifically look at the ground that he is slowly sinking into, which he will do so quicker than everyone else.
Mm, right.
Yeah.
Because of your height. Okay, go ahead and roll.
Oh my God.
Roll wit.
Oh shit.
Well, same with Ezek.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
So that's a 19.
With a 19, you spot two, what looks like staircases that kind of flow out of this sort of weird white slime and into dim archways.
Mm-hmm.
One's north and one's east of you, of your current position. Other than that, there's nothing really else going on in here.
How difficult is it to move in whatever this substance is? And do I have any idea of what it might be?
You'd probably be rolling a might check, I would say DC 15.
To pull myself free or to just walk through it?
To be walking through it.
Right? And I don't feel like anything underneath me whatsoever. It's just like thick and I'm slowly sinking.
You've got it.
Okay.
Both of these doors are about 30 feet away from you.
Mm-hmm.
Does anybody have any rope? We could just, you know, do this old fashioned way where one of us gets up on the platform and pulls the others out.
Somebody would have to get there first.
I could do that.
How?
I have this really cool thing called magic. And I keep forgetting that I have magic, if I'm being honest with you.
Okay, sounds good.
Go ahead and see how that works.
So,
I'm going to try.
With that, I assume that I also see that there are other individuals down here, some of them wearing prison stripes, right?
Only the one, and then there's also a skeleton in the far southeastern corner.
Ooh.
I guess a skeleton. The top of a skull, you can actually see their eye cavities, but that's about it.
Okay. First thing I'm going to do, well, I guess try and control the situation. Or at least better put myself in the situation. I'm going to cast Feral's Friends.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's get some friends in here.
Yeah. And I'm not immediately going to sick them on this blonde prisoner, but I am going to like summon them up. So they just kind of like bubble up and dig out of the white the stuff and just kind of around Herbert right now, just on top.
Okay. Does that complete your turn?
Yeah. Action to pull out the rod and action to cast a spell.
Okay, it's
actually no. That was two actions, so that won't even finish until next round.
Mm.
Oh, gotcha.
So yeah,
it's Darylla's turn. Unless you want to do something, Spadefoot. You have any ideas now?
I do. I have to try because one of us has to try to use magic in this first. I'm gonna try to shadow skip onto one of the platforms.
Okay, tell me about shadow skip.
Yeah, shadow skip is you travel from one shadow to another. And now that he has a light going, technically there are shadows. And I would imagine unless he's shining it directly in my face, I am currently in a shadow. And one of the platforms is also in a shadow because he can't shine into both of them.
Right.
100-foot radius.
Okay. Okay. You have your own shadow cast from that. And then there's shadows in the door, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're skipping from your own shadow onto that.
Yes.
Okay. Do you have to roll anything?
Nope. It's instant.
That's great. I think it works. You feel yourself sort of like meld and sink down into your own shadow, which looks as though you're drowning. Yeah. As it looks over, it's like, no, no. And you appear on, what do you want, the southern or eastern door?
Well, whichever one he's not shining a light on.
No, I'm just like kind of holding it.
I got you. Well, do you want to go southern?
Okay. You poof out of the shadow on the southern side and Ezek's yell. No, no. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Turns into celebration. Okay. You do anything else?
Quick glance in this doorway. Is there anything I could tie a rope to?
There is what appears to be a sconch that's made out of that same wooden material that the whole that weird white silvery wood metal. It comes out of the wall like it's a part of it. And there's no torch in it. It's just a sconch. So you want to do that?
I don't have any rope.
No.
Oh, no.
So I need...
Okay, moving on to Darylla.
Wait, I still have an action, though.
Okay.
I mean, literally, all I have is a fucking scarf. I am...
Very cool.
And thread. I have 50 inches of thread. So I will say, don't give me that look. So I'll say it to the rest of the gang down there. So if anybody has any rope, I don't have any rope.
Yep.
I have thread if anybody needs a patch after this, but you know, I don't have any rope. And then for my actual second action, I am, because Herbert will sing faster than the rest of us, or there's less of him.
Mm-hmm. Half as much.
I'm going to tether him to the sconch with magic. So an invisible rope to him so he can't sink any further.
Okay. That's great.
It lasts 10 minutes, so let's not fuck around too much.
Okay.
Well, the spell I was about to cast would cost like 10 minutes. I don't know.
Okay, cool.
Darlia's turn?
10:01.
Darlia's turn. Darlia sees that your promises were false and in vain, and that you don't need her to escape, and you're just buying time. So she's going to try and throw two daggers at you.
What?
I
forgot I could do magic. That was my excuse.
She says, she yells out at you, "My death will not be in vain!" And then throws these two daggers at you.
Well, one it is, might be.
One is going to be a 19. The other one would be a 22.
Damn.
You know, the 22 almost missed with my defense of 13.
Okay. That's fantastic. So I'm going to need you to take an amount of damage.
Do you even know what dice are anymore?
Yes. I'm cognitive. I'm present.
Keep telling yourself.
So I'm going to need you to take 9 points of damage. Cool. And I need you to make a might check against this paralyzing toxin she just injected into your
body. Nice.
Well, I am pretty strong.
Great.
Wait, how many points of damage did I take?
9 points of damage. Thum, thum. Two daggers right in your side.
Oh, gross. Oh, my God. Ooh. Turns out I am strong.
That's amazing, because that would have been really atrociously bad.
I'm going to say, that was rude. I could still get you out of here. I'm the one person who currently, right now, could get you out of here, and you just threw daggers at me.
It's furious panic on her end. She's just screaming at you.
Damn.
That moment's over.
Great. I'll turn my attention to the other people.
It's Ezig's turn. What can he do here? He is going to try to cast a weird moon elf spell.
Really? You don't say.
That's right. He's going to do it too. He's panicking. He's floundering. He's got little sparks of rainbow electricity at the tips of his fingers. He's obviously trying to do some sort of magic, but it's not working. I don't think he has a rope or anything. He does have, does he have a piece of the doorknob?
I don't think so.
No.
He has a hilt.
Yes.
He has the sword hilt.
Okay. He's going to bubble the sword hilt and sort of launch it over towards you in the doorway. It soars quietly through the dark, and then the bubble sort of pops and it comes clattering ting, 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 down at your feet.
Here we go.
Wow, that's a lot of responsibility you just gave me. Woo!
I'll be passing away soon, so.
No, you won't.
And
everything's fine.
You all sink lower at this point up to your knees, for those that aren't a gnome, and for those that are gnome or children, you sink up to your waist.
Mm. But
one more turn until you
tethered.
Can't cast spells, Herbert.
I've got him tethered, though, so he can't sink any further.
That's right. We'll see if he stops right there. He should stop right there, according to your magic. So let's pray and hope that that's really the case, according
Thanks.
To the laws of magic and
Thanks.
Lavlin.
I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Let's pray and hope that the laws of magic and Lavlin apply here.
Yeah.
Well, Echo didn't do anything. Did you do anything?
Oh.
Did you go?
Echo, you go after Ezek.
Yeah.
It's your
what
turn.
The hell are you talking about?
Turn, Echo.
How far from Ezek am I?
You're 5 feet away from Ezek.
Okay. So she is going to collect herself after that fall and all this bullshit just happened. And she's going to draw that snake dagger and she's going to try to whip it out and hook it to that sconch.
Oh, that's great. That's
like
great.
A grapple.
Yeah, absolutely. Can you roll agility for me, please?
18.
Damn.
18. Wait. This should be actually an attack roll, right? This should be a ranged attack roll.
18.
18, same deal. Is a ranged attack roll just a roll with agility added?
For me, it's just a roll.
Okay.
I would have rolled it with advantage if it had been an attack roll.
Gotcha. Okay, wonderful. You do, in fact, whip this snake dagger around the sconch and feel like you've got a very firm hold on it.
So she, like, you know, kind of tries to wrap that in so she feels like she's not going to go any lower. And she just puts her arm out to Ezek.
Okay, Ezek will grab onto your arm.
So she tells him, like, now you're on me, and I'm not going anywhere.
He's, like, crying. Like,
just our small son.
So I guess from there, I mean...
Hoist yourself up. Bitch, you can...
I can, but I will leave Ezek.
Oh, our small son.
Yeah, she's going to try to... Because I'm not sure how the dagger works. I know that it extends out and functions similar to like a whip when it's extended out like that.
Right.
So maybe she's trying to retract it and like have it help her pull herself through.
That could work.
And pull Ezek.
That could work. Is that what you want to do? Smart. Is that what you want to
do? I think so. She's retracting and also.
Okay. Then in that case, roll might with advantage. We'll see how far you get.
Wow.
Well, I rolled 2 tens, so a 9.
A 9. Mm-hmm. Okay. So you move about 5 feet towards the door. To be clear, like, you're not feeling yourself break suction. You're not feeling yourself being lifted up. You're just being pulled parallel. So you're kind of pushed. As you're sinking further at this point, again, to your knees, you're just kind of pulling yourself in that direction, but you're still sinking as you go. But you've made it about 5 feet. You only have 25 feet more to go.
And I have one action. So she just looks at Herbert, and she nods, and Herbert turns into mist.
You don't have to do that.
Yeah, you don't have to wave mana on that.
It's just one.
Oh, okay. Well, that's...
It's just I mean, like, I've got something I could do.
Yeah, he's like, okay,
then I'll save it. I'll save it for what we're doing.
Yeah.
You could...
Maybe I can get Ezek out that way.
Yeah, you can do it for Ezek. Yeah.
I was trying to think, how can I get everybody out of here this turn, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, I'll save it. I'll back pocket that. Is there anything else I could do? I could do something offensive to this woman that is attacking us.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, I like that idea.
I mean, she threw both her daggers.
She did, but I don't know. She might have another one. She might have magic. You never know, you know?
You could just burn her face with like a cigarette butt or something.
It's pretty rude.
Yeah.
Pretty rude.
That's very rude. You know what? Same thing. She nods and she gives Herbert the weird boon. Just
okay.
So you got that for a minute. It's an extra action.
Action.
Until she either lets it drop or is like knocked unconscious.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's perfect.
Which can always be sooner than you think.
Yep.
Okay. At this point, you guys have sunken down to your knees. If you're a gnome or a child, you've sunken up to your waist.
Mm-hmm.
Spadefoot. It is now your turn again. It's top of the round. Spadefoot, you hear this sort of like crunching underneath your hooves as you've been sort of doing this dance of magic and connecting a sconch and stuff. And you look down and see that it is very finely hewn, semi-digested sort of little pocket of bones.
Oh, disgusting.
And you also hear behind you what can only be described as sort of a dull skittering noise coming out of the dark and towards you. What would you like to do this turn?
Would you consider it an action to pull a dagger out of my own abdomen? I feel like I've done this before.
I wouldn't consider that necessarily an action. I mean, you're not trying to heal yourself or anything like that.
Yeah.
Sheathing and unsheathing weapons. Like
out of meat. Pull the dagger out?
Yeah, I want to pull one of them out.
Okay.
And I'm going to look at the lady down there and say, thanks for the dagger. I'm probably going to have to kill something, I guess. Up here, there's skittering. Just in case anybody didn't hear that, there is skittering.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to hold my actions. I want to see what's happening.
Okay.
I want to see how Herbert progresses and what's about to try to eat me.
Okie dokie. That's going to bring us to the Scrabbler's turn.
Ugh.
Now, the Scrabbler... is you didn't even turn around or anything.
No.
So actually, you know what? I'm going to, it runs along the ceiling in the dark just above you. And I'm going to be on the pretense that you didn't turn around at all. I'm going to be making 2 attack rolls with advantage.
That is so cool. Yeah. They're both going to hit probably.
First one is a 15.
Yep. Fuck me.
The second one is a 21.
How are these people getting so much to hit? What's happening?
We're in the end game now.
Bro.
We're in the end game now.
My body's not in the end game. I can't even do that.
That ain't
I'm wearing a fucking poncho.
That ain't my problem. We're talking about mythical beast.
Cool. All right. What you giving me? What's happening?
And that's great, friend. So what's going to happen here is this thing, you guys all see out of the dark running across the ceiling, a sort of like almost translucent shelled white thing, this strange nine-legged arachnid, like sort of skittering and limping across the ceiling, four gleaming orange eyes in the dark, pass just above Spadefoot's head, just poking out of the dark. And then you see this weird, strange flesh and bone, like tendril or tail, sort of arc downwards and stick through Spadefoot's back and out of his chest.
Mm. Oh my God.
You're taking 46 points of damage.
Ow!
Let's.
Four six sided dice, not 46.
Right? Still. Yeah,
correct.
Okay.
Yeah, otherwise I'd be kaput. That would be the end of me.
Take 14 points of damage.
That's not bad.
Make a might check.
It may not be bad for you.
No.
Another might check, you say?
That's right. A lot of poisons, a lot of toxins flying around this encounter.
16?
16 is great. You are lifted up by this stinger.
Fuck.
off the ground about a foot.
Shit.
And this thing is chittering around and looking at all of you, falling into its strange trap. And it has effectively restrained Spadefoot. Congratulations on your zero speed.
Hey, thank you.
That's going to bring us to Herbert.
Okay. So seeing all this goes down. Right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I got a plan. So first thing that pops of Herbert Finch's spells, and like, so yeah, all those ethereal rats just like bubble up the mud, and it's like, get them. And like, they like run across the top of this like white slime ooze, mud, whatever, towards the blonde woman. And right when it reaches her, I want to say like, thematically, kind of like burrow down underneath and like start out like going after her waist.
Oh no!
Yeah! So... Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah. So right now she could feel him, but she's not taking any damage.
Okay.
Yeah. Since I have Weird Boon, that means I still have two more actions.
You do.
So what I'm going to do with my last two actions is I'm going to reach in my bag and then I'm going to pull out a rod that allows me to cast Shuffle. And I'm going to shuffle with a dagger you just pulled out of your chest.
Ooh. Can you do item to...
It says target. It doesn't say like creature. It just says target on the spell.
That's awesome. So, okay.
So
you don't need to cast any or roll anything?
No. I mean, like I've got the shuffle rod. I've got three uses of shuffle.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Very sick.
Okay. So in like an instant, like your hand that has this dagger just very full of gnome, and I probably drop whatever distance it is to the land.
Right.
So I'm now out of the mud.
No, I don't think you're going to take harm from dropping 6 feet onto your butt.
Okay.
It's not too extreme. Sorry, I'm doing spatial math.
Oh, yeah. Is that what you're doing?
Gnome.
Wow.
Butt fall.
It's like when a squirrel jumps from a tree.
Yeah.
We're all in agreeance, right?
You land on your butt right next to Spadefoot, who's in a little bit of a pickle. Fantastic.
And that's my turn.
That's your turn?
That's quite the turn.
Okay, Darelia. Darelia is going to be... I guess just stuck in this weird magical plaster.
Damn, sucks to suck, huh?
Passing away. And that's going to bring us to Ezek. Ezek is holding on to Echo. I think he can pop off a little zap on Darelia. He's just going to point his finger and twice launch a little beam of...
They don't know he walked like that.
Rainbow magic into Darelia. Try shoot through her head and kill her. 6, 7, 8 points of damage.
Nice.
Her way. That's great. She will be soon attending her own funeral. Great. she's very low health already. And it'll bring us to Echo.
Okay.
No, you do that and then I'll do... I still have one action left, right?
I have no idea. Do you?
I'm pretty sure I do.
Sure, yeah. I don't think so. It up.
Yeah, because I didn't do anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't turn around or anything.
Literally did nothing.
Echo just like looks at Ezek and says, okay, change of plans because we've got company up there. Just in just a second, you just need to float, okay? So float over to Herbert.
Float, right. Yeah, I'll just float around the air, Echo.
He's turning into mist as he's speaking.
I'm just turning into mist. I'm turning. He has turned into a cloud of mist. Unfortunately, it's not his turn, so he is just a ball of mist.
Yes.
Just hovering weirdly.
Just poot, boy.
Over the magical plaster.
Yeah, but he's not in danger right now.
Right. Correct.
And he is not in danger. Echo now just kind of like stretches her shoulder out a bit, and she's going to try to get a little bit closer to Spadefoot and Herbert.
Okay.
Are you sure you want to?
Pulling yourself with that dagger.
You're going to try to get a little bit closer.
Okay, roll might.
With advantage or no?
Yes, with advantage due to your sort of anchor point.
16, 15.
15. That's going to give you a solid 20 feet closer. So you are,
oh, wow.
You are still in the plaster at this point, but you are like, you are at the lip of the stairs. Like at this point, one more tug and you could lift yourself out. They could lift you out.
She goes, and flickers the last like 5 feet and just is now up there with you guys.
Hell yeah. Congratulations on solving my quicksand trap puzzle.
Quicksand plaster trap puzzle.
I believe everybody is out, but the strange scorpion spider.
I would like to take my action now.
Oh, okay. You're just going to interrupt me.
Yes, because that's if I don't, then I won't get a chance to do it. I'm so sorry.
Okay.
I don't know how else to play this game.
I don't know. You could like wait until I'm done talking or something.
Well, no, that's not how this works, because then you would be like, hey, the scorpion does a triple backflip and you're dead. And I don't get to do the action.
All right. Do your jam.
Would you consider... I'm just going to cut myself off. I'm not going to do anything fucking stupid here.
What?
I don't have a dagger in my hands.
No,
now.
You don't. Not anymore.
So I'm going to pull the other dagger out of my body.
You had Herbert in your hand for a moment.
Okay. I'm going to pull the other dagger out of my body, which is free action.
Right.
It's a good thing I didn't shuffle with that.
Whoops.
That would have been messy.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
So I am impaled through the chest.
You're correct. Yeah. By the scorpion spider.
God, that sucks. Can I take an action to try to...
Yeah, you're just going to wiggle off?
I don't know what to do.
For everyone at home, Madeline just made a wiggle motion. Yeah.
No, I'm going to try to...
Shimmy.
I should try to cut this off and not try to shimmy off of it and plop back down in the goo. I'm going to try to cut the stinger off.
Okay, using what?
The dagger that was thrown in my body.
Using the dagger. So this is not like a piece of rebar. This is the stinger, the bony, fleshy stinger of a giant arachnid spider, or scrabbler.
I had a pair of scissors.
Yeah, scissors would be helpful. I don't think, and I think Spadefoot knows this, I don't think a dagger is going to do the trick, but I'm not preventing you from trying. I'm just saying that it's very large what you're cutting through.
Oh my God, I am repulsed. I would like to take an action to be repulsed.
Understood.
Fine,
okay,
I'll just...
your turn is over.
And that's it for you? Does this thing... Can I, like, turn and look? Does this thing have eyes?
You cannot turn and look in this position. You have been impaled to the chest.
Me.
You want to try to sort of bend around and look over your shoulder?
No, because I think that I will hurt myself further.
Probably.
I'm not even sure if you can actually hit it at this angle. Because, I mean, what you'd be cutting is directly behind you. You could swing. Where's your sword?
Not out. In my backpack been impaled to the back of my fucking body?
You only have the one action.
Yeah.
I see. So you can't draw it.
I actually think I have two actions, but I don't want to push this. Does the stinger have any flesh to it? Can I stab it?
You can stab it. Yeah, sure.
Great. And because I have an ally within 5 feet, I can roll with advantage, right?
I have no idea what that even means.
That's awesome.
Is that a power you have?
It is. Like, I have a flank.
Well, then why are you asking me? Of course.
Well, I'm saying it out loud because if I just roll with advantage, you're going to be like, you can't roll with advantage.
I was going to have you roll with advantage. Anyway, your target's directly in front of
you. Oh.
Like, and it can't move.
Your target is literally inside your space.
Yeah.
Well, it's just a 13.
13 hits.
Wow.
Good
deal
to
your damage.
Know.
Deal your damage, please.
I don't know what damage does it do.
For a dagger? Just
a poison dagger?
Just do a d6. Well, poison's already gone.
Oh, yeah.
I slurped it up.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
3 points of damage, so literally nothing.
No, that's great. You stab this thing and
it withers up and dies.
Wow.
Pops
I did
like
it.
A balloon.
Oh my God, I got a kill.
Yeah.
Great job on stabbing this thing. Now it brings us, I believe, back to you, right? Unless Echo had any actions left. I don't think she did.
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm.
Okay, fantastic. Spadefoot, it's back to you.
Great.
What's your play here?
The weird boon has worn off.
Did it have any type of reaction?
I got my one turn off of it.
Yeah, because I didn't keep it up.
That's fine.
Did it react at all when I stabbed it?
Beyond a sort of disgruntled chittering behind you, sort of in your ears? Not really, no.
Wow.
rough luck for me. I'm going to do. God, I'm just going to burn all my fucking mana, I guess. I'm going to shadow skip again to just on the floor. So I'm no longer just like to the side. So I'm no longer impaled. And I don't have to shimmy off of it like a freak.
Hmm. Well, Herbert is out now with his light. So that would make more shadows here for you to do that.
Yeah.
So you do that.
Leap. Am I profusely bleeding?
No, you're not currently bleeding. And you emerge from this shadow off of the Scrabbler, who seems very deterred by this. And you can see him now from this angle as you come out of this shadow to the side, this sort of strange, weird, meaty and bony, like
thing.
Scorpion spider thing. Yeah. And yes, to answer your former question, now that you can see him, you can see that it does have four humanoid looking eyes with these sort of like black splits in the middle of them.
Ooh. Then as my second action, can I still see the skull of the person who's sinking down, or is that done?
Are you talking about
in the goop?
The prisoner or the skeleton?
The skeleton.
The skeleton, yes. Yeah, of course.
Is it still sinking?
No, it's not sinking. It's just sitting there.
But the other chick's still sinking, right?
Yeah, she is almost up to her shoulders
now. Ooh, tough luck. I want to tether the Scrabbler to her. So as she continues to sink, the Scrabble will be slowly pulled into the goop.
Ooh, look at this player.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Look at this player without any fucking mana. But it's all I can think of right now. So
would that mean I'm still tethered to the sconce?
You can be if you want to. It lasts for 10 minutes. I would assume, I don't know. How do you want to play that?
You can dispel that at any point. You cast it.
Done. Okay,
cool.
I was hoping that we were going to walk out of here after the fight and Herbert go, and get pulled back when we get 10 feet away from the sconce.
Okay, that's amazing. Does that end your turn?
Yes. I'm not going to move. There's nowhere to go.
It is the Scrabbler's turn, and it has now been, at this point, like it being upside down from that tether as the prisoner begins to sink. The Scrabbler is dropped onto the ground on its back, writhing around in pain. It quickly stands upright and tries to pull away from this thing as it's being sunk into the plaster. I'm going to do one might check, which fails.
Mm.
And you watch as this Scrabbler slowly gets brought kind of half dragged down the steps, screeching out, trying to pincer you guys, and is brought into the muck. Slowly begins to sink itself, and you have been my encounter.
Goodbye. Have a nice night.
Oof. I'm a bit butt mad about this. I'm a bit anally agitated about this.
You already took my eye, and you took half of my health, so I'm not really sure what you're angry about.
It's what I do. I take and I take and I take, and I never give, and I never give.
I hate to ruin our moment of peace, but I am bleeding profusely out of my chest.
Yep. Okay. And Herbert sees that and walks over, reaches his hand out to cast Bless. I'm going to use two die to do that.
Hey, thanks. I really appreciate that. I'm just a little goat boy. Mm. Thanks.
I got him raised one mana.
Well, it's not as much as you lost, but you do get 5 or 10 back.
Hey, that is incredible for my small little body.
Yeah,
goat body.
I still have.
Did you just see me trying to do that simple math? And then I was like, I don't need a calculator for
this.
I did
see it.
Yeah.
Okay. Great job, everybody.
Good job.
We did it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what we're working with. And Ezek will sort of illuminate his fingernails and make a sort of small glow.
Very
in
cool.
Your vicinity. I know you've got your glow rod as well.
Yeah. And Herbert stows the shovel rod and like pulls it back. Back out.
Okay. As it's shining this light down this long, straight, arched hallway of white, silvery white wood metal. And you can see there are a number of recesses in the wall. Three that you can see that look to be, they're probably about 10 feet down is where they start. And then they're separated by 5-foot gaps. And each of them, it looks like, have like ramshackle, sort of like semi-disintegrated sets of bars over them, over these recesses. One of them, the one closest to you, has a door of these bars that's ajar in the hallway.
Mm-hmm.
Before we move forward, Echo turns back to the pit.
Mm-hmm.
Has the prisoner gone away?
The prisoner has gone away and the scrabbler has stopped moving. At this point, it's just like a very small percentage of its back and top of its head, and two pincer legs are sort of sticking out as it's slowly sinking into the ground.
Huh, I killed her by accident there, I suppose. Well, it wasn't really an accident. Damn.
I probably would have gotten her out, but...
It's the only thing I could think of that was sinking into the stuff.
So is this ground, is it like a mud or is it something different?
Do you want to like lean taste down, it? Touch it?
Taste it.
I think that she would lean down with that dagger and kind of like...
Put it in your mouth.
Run the dagger through
it. Rub it in your eyes.
Ah.
You know how you like would move dirt around?
When you stick the dagger in and move it around, it almost operates like you're moving little shards of it, like a ball pit of wood chips almost. They're moving around like tectonic, like heavy tectonic.
So it almost looks like a wooden floor. Like it felt like falling into quicksand through a wooden floor.
Very much so.
Ooh, weird. Yeah. Okay, so we know to look for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Obviously, maybe it was some kind of trap from
this
the creature.
Scrabbler.
Or it's maybe Scrabbler. It was Scrabbler. I mean, even if that's not its name, that's what it was. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, what came first, the Scrabbler or the trap, right?
Probably the Scrabbler.
Could be a trap, or it could be the Scrabbler's just capitalizing on it, and that's just what the floor's like down here. Let's be careful.
No.
That's fair.
This place was built to protect things, I think, or at least part of it was, right?
I mean... its sole purpose right now is to just protect the sword, I can only assume, unless there's something else going on here.
We found out there was something else.
I can't discern this space. You know, I wish that I could, but, you know, it's, well, is it a creature? Are there walls in this thing? Is it living?
In a way, you sense life from it, but it is itself not a creature, and Spadefoot can sense that.
That's what I thought. I tried to do this last time, too, I think, but I just wish I could discern what its original purpose is, because there's no way its original purpose was just to protect the sword, you know? It feels older than that.
Well, you know it was grown from a seed, just like the Tower of 100 Wars was.
Mm-hmm.
You know that those two structures were grown out of a seed, and the seed was the same each time, but obviously this is a very different sort of structure. You know that. And somebody planted that seed, some sort of archaic robed figure.
Sorry, this is probably the only other opportunity I'm going to get to do this, so mm-hmm. I won't fuck around with it too long, I promise.
Yeah, sure.
Does it look to be the same age as the other tower? I know that Spadefoot didn't tromp around in the tower, but there's no way he didn't, like, not look at it, you know? Hmm. Does it look similar in age? I want to know if this is, I don't know, this, you know what I'm trying to ask, in the same age range.
I with Spadefoot not having been, like, having a close and intimate look at the other tower, there's no way to compare.
Yeah.
The only thing that you can sense as a sage in terms of using your skill set as a sage and using that sort of otherworldly sense of understanding is that this place is beyond old in a way that is not really calculable to your own existence.
Cool. That's cool. That's got to be like comforting in a way to Spadefoot.
Yeah.
As weird as it is to say that.
That makes sense.
Totally comfortable when it's trapped in an ancient.
Well, no, to have something that is older, proof that the world has been turning much longer than himself.
Hmm.
Anyways, let's go trip some traps.
Yeah.
Okay.
Spadefoot falls down on his stomach and just starts like trying to trip everything possible.
With my teeth, I'm trying to pull a tripwire with my teeth. Yeah.
What would you all like to do?
Slowly work our way down this hallway.
Yep. Yeah.
Especially if there's weird doors and shit.
Try and find anything that would indicate like any, you know, loose tiles on the floor or anything like that.
Yeah.
Or something that could potentially shoot a poison dart into me.
Okay, Herbert.
Slice me in half.
Just throw a bag of spiders.
Why don't you roll wit for me? Okay. Seems like you're going to be kind of at the lead of this group alongside Ezek as your light.
Well, there's a chance that if something comes out of the wall, it might go over my head.
True.
Yeah, smart.
Right over you and Ezek's head and into them.
Yeah,
just straight through Echo's chest.
That's a 19.
A 19 is great.
Damn, son.
As you make your way down this hall, there doesn't appear to be any signs of, there's no sort of changes in the floor. Everything seems uniform. There's no holes or slits. The thing you do notice is that there are these sort of circular recesses.
Yes.
Once in a while in the ceiling, in the arch ceiling, right at where the arch meets its highest point, there are these holes, probably about palm sized, that go straight up into the dark.
Mm-hmm.
But you can see there's nothing that would activate them anywhere down this hallway. And of mm-hmm. course, you do have these rooms on your right-hand side that look to be a series of dungeon rooms, like prison rooms.
Mm-hmm.
You spot in the second one a skeleton in tattered clothes that appears to have, that is sort of cradling in their lap a old doctor's bag.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, these rooms are more or less empty. There's not even any bedding in them.
Yeah.
But
how difficult would it be to get at that doctor's bag?
Good question. You sort of pull on the bars and you can feel, although they are, you know, very old, they are still sturdy and this one is locked.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know.
I'm going to use, do we have any random keys? I can transmute already existing key, and I was going to use a doorknob key for a second, and then I was like, that's the stupidest thing I've ever said in my life.
What's that doctor's bag made out of?
Looks to be some sort of tanned leather.
Any skein. Kind of like stone or anything attached to it?
It has a silver handle.
Echo just holds her hand out, palm up, and kind of beckons it and casts magpie on the silver handle.
Cute!
Let's go.
So it just kind of falls. It's kind of skitters across the ground. Not super fast either. Like it takes a second. It's not like a, that was so cool. No, it's like, here comes. So she reaches in and grabs it and kind of pull it out through the bars.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Can.
She pulls it out through the bars and hands it to Herbert.
What's it got in it?
Okay, lovely. It has 12 pieces of old gold. Or old coin.
Yay. I've been wanting to do that for so long. I've had that cantrip for so long.
It's a nice cantrip. Yeah, so you've got 12 old coins. You have a series of what I can only describe as silver and glass archaic needles or syringes.
Mm-hmm.
You have a rudimentary sort of patchwork leather mask in the shape of a crow.
Hell yeah.
A lot of the patches, although faded, are colored with a gray dye. Grays and blues. You have one healing potion, and you have one throwing hatchet.
Nice.
There's also a small bag inside, like a velvet bag.
A bonus bag.
And inside, it appears to be some sort of poultice of herbs that is acting as a bedding for two front teeth. They appear to be from different people, but are in fact the left and right front teeth, and a number of petrified nails or fingernails.
Wow, that's disgusting. Throw that nasty shit away.
No. Yeah, he takes that bag and probably like tosses it back in the cell.
Can I identify those herbs?
It's a very different campaign than last campaign.
Yeah.
I ain't taking any chances with this shit.
Before it was like, teeth, how creepy and strange. Like, ew, throw that away now. Like, ew.
Gross.
Yes. You can, in fact, identify these herbs, Echo, with a successful wit check against a DC of 18.
Ooh.
Oh, God.
That's tough.
Do good. Oh.
10.
That's not total? An 18.
It's not an 18. 10 total. Yeah. 10 plus 0, 10.
You're not reading that upside down?
You can tell that from, in terms of like how the leaves are, in terms of what you know comparing to other species, this thing is meant to be chewed and stuck in your gut for quite a while, but you don't know what sort of effects it could have on your body. You just know that this sort of like leafy, like dried herb, others like it are chewed and held in your gums. That's how they're absorbed or used. But other than that, you don't know.
Do you want to know what that is?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to fool with it, but
I mean, I'm just pretty smart.
What is it?
I'm going to discern it. What am I looking at?
Yeah, she's like,
what's its primary
it up and holds
ability?
It up in front of Spadefoot's eyes.
Primary ability? It's not a character.
Okay, well, what the fuck does it do?
What's,
how
properties?
Do I use it? Yeah. There is no properties. There's purpose.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's its purpose?
It's more or less properties, right? Like telling you the effect of it. It is, in fact, chewed to elicit some sort of effect. I'm just fucking with you, dude.
That's so cool. You almost died.
This is Chronicler's chew, and ingesting it can rearrange your brain and vision in a way that allows you to read any script and determine the sort of psychic impression or motivation behind it. So if you read a letter, you can read it with the right tone. You can see secrets between the lines. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Lovely. That's dope.
It's cool.
Very cool. Anything up with these needles or just like they're just like just random glass and metal needles?
Yeah.
Being
a healer, can you roll wit for me actually against a DC of 10?
Yeah, I can do that.
Is there something going on with these that's pretty common? Mm-hmm. I just want to see if you recognize because they're old.
They're wit.
They're sort of a lesser version of what you would use.
Well, I didn't get it. That's only a 3.
Tough. These are syringes.
Yeah.
Of some sort. They're just too old. They're old enough to be different than what you would use now.
No.
For that reason, you can't figure out their specific purpose. But, I mean, you do know that they're like medical syringes.
Yeah. Anything up with this mask and or clothes that seem to be matching?
Yeah. I think that's going to be a wit check specifically for like historical context.
Mm-hmm.
Who wants to roll that? And other folks can aid because this is.
You want to take a look at this?
Kind of like.
Yeah, I love looking at stuff.
Yeah, passes it over to.
So this crow mask. I'm going to discern it. What's its purpose?
Its purpose is act for as a filter against noxious fumes or diseases.
And I'm going to roll the wit check on it. I'm going to go off of Echo might recognize it after conversations with E. And just, you know, the shit we've seen, like, this might ring a bell to her. We'll find out.
Yeah.
Can I roll to aid? If we openly discuss it?
A nat 1.
That's.
Wow. Huh. I can discern things twice. But so I don't think that my little piddly discern is going to get us the information we want, though.
Yeah.
So go ahead and roll your wit.
I'm going to say, Herbert, you go ahead and roll a separate wit check. Because this is something that is somewhat widely known.
Can I say that in Echo's frustration, because she knows what this fucking thing is.
Yeah, exactly.
On the tip of her tongue.
Yeah. She just kind of reaches out and kind of takes it from Spadefoot.
Huh.
Not meanly. She's kind of like, can I see
it? He still makes the same
noise. Can I see it? And she just takes it. You're doing your thing.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, well, that's not great. A 3.
A 3.
Yeah.
Guys, it seems to be some sort of mask.
She puts it on.
Yeah, that's really all you got to do.
No, that always works out well.
Okay. Yeah, I did that last time and I got it stuck to my face, so I wasn't going to do it this time.
Just imagine the crow face turning.
That's unsettling.
Put this mask on and you're now seeing through sort of like darkened, like black smoke fogged lenses, and you can hear your own breathing. Congratulations.
I see many of you.
So nothing weird goes on.
Not yet.
Yeah, just keep it on.
She was like,
just keep it on. It's fine.
She said, you know what? I'm going to make it canon. She says, I think I talked with Emerald about these ones, about these masks. And I don't remember what we said at all. We were on sync route.
We were so fucking high the entire time. I can't remember a lick of it.
Ezek the entire time has been looking at the skeleton, like through the bars, and he turns and sees you with the mask on and he goes, and he sort of runs down, like in a joking way, like runs down the hall a little bit, like he's scared of you.
Yep. Herbert's just going to take that throwing hatchet and just stick it in his belt.
Okay.
Smart.
Is it magical?
This mask?
Yeah.
You know what this mask does.
I don't know. I have no idea.
Madeline, yes, Patrick knows what the fucking mask does.
So just wear the mask. Echo doesn't just know keep what the wearing mask the mask. Does.
I have to be true to the fucking character.
Yeah, okay, Echo would also just wear the mask for shits and giggles. So I just don't know wear the if mask. She would.
Do you have a way to tell if it's magical or not?
I mean, she is magical.
Wow.
I will allow one very difficult wit check to find out. Will check, because this is more of a sensing sort of thing, right?
Nat 20.
Oh
my God. Holy
well
shit.
Done, sir.
Plus 2, 22.
How does it feel?
So,
does it feel good?
Aaron, you take a moment to sort of meditate on this and sort of see if you can align your own power with it and something clicks into place almost immediately. And when you open your eyes from this meditation, you see through this sort of black smoke fogged lenses, you see the bodies of your companions like pulsing red in the dark and watching their blood pump out from their heart and sort of echo out to the tips of their bodies in every direction. And for the most part, you've come to gather that you can sort of turn this on and off, this sort of heat-seeking ability to this mask.
Blood-seeking.
Blood-seeking.
That's fitting for
Echo. Speaking of which, you can see little splatters here and there throughout the hall that you could not otherwise see of former bits of dried blood that were spilled here.
Eeky.
Congratulations, you can add the Blue Crow's mask to your inventory.
Oh, dope.
I mean, shit. I think she literally like, takes it off and looks at it and like hands it to Herbert and says, put this on.
Puts it on.
Wow, that's wild.
Kind of sounds like,
wow, that's wild.
Kind of sinks in here.
Oh, man. That smells like bones.
Does smell like death in there, I would assume.
Gross.
Probably not. I mean, like it's like half filter, you know?
It's true.
Yeah, the point was to keep the death out.
Yep.
That's pretty neat. Mm-hmm. Want me to hold on to that?
Sure, if you want to.
Okay.
We can roll for it.
You guys want to roll off?
I think we have...
If you both want it?
Oh, it's fine.
Do you want it?
I don't know if I would be able to utilize it in any particular way. I think the utility of it would be... It wouldn't add to my tool set. It would just like be kind of redundant to a certain extent.
But for me, I do like making things bleed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's like built into your character.
It is.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
I don't think she's wearing it, though. I think it's like...
You just got it like on the side of your head, like...
like a... You just got it backwards, like a backwards cap.
Yeah.
She's got it hanging off of her bag.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think just like the beak kind of hanging off the side.
Yeah.
Shall we continue forward?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Scuttling forward, looking for traps and creatures.
Yeah. Well, Herbert and Ezek have pretty much gone up and down this hallway at this point.
Oh.
So I don't think there's much of a danger of traps or anything like that. But approaching the end as a group, you are met with some options. There's an old iron door that seems to have been sealed shut from this side with a chain. And you can see there's like a small window with fogged glass that's circular, about palm size. It looks into a darkened room. There is just to your left, like right in the ground, is a square hole with an iron ladder that comes out of it up to your ceiling and down, right, down into the actual square hole. And then to your left is a long passage that almost immediately starts curving serpentine-like, obscuring any vision past a couple of feet.
I'm going to knock on the door. I'm going to say, hello, is anybody there?
Okay, you knock on the door.
How could I not?
And ask if anyone's here. And you receive no answer because everyone here has passed away centuries and centuries and centuries ago.
This building is a ghost.
Are there any ghosts in there? Perhaps any treasures or books?
Roll
Looks away. Like they're... Oh no! Oh, that was cocked. Wow, I rolled the same thing anyways. 12. There's a ghost in here. Can I get you anything, ghosts?
There's no response.
Well, I'm a pro in dealing with ghosts, personally. So,
okay. Ghost pro.
I'm a ghost pro.
Yeah.
I can't believe I just fucking said that.
Spadefoot the paranormal investigator. Why don't you take out your spirit box, man. See if you can get any readings.
Spadefoot Baggins over here.
I'm going to... Does anybody have any food? Like cute food, like honey and crackers?
No, nothing like that.
You know, my favorite stuff?
Like okay. Hardtack and dried beans.
Yeah, that doesn't have the best ring to it.
Echo pulls out one of her little ration tins, and it's got like, it looks like a little like mixed nut and berry sampler. She's like, I don't know.
Wow, that is trash I found on the ground. Okay, never mind.
I think a little tin of nuts and berries is cute food.
I'm just going to take a little
She pulls out half a wheel of cheese. Is that more like what you wanted?
Ooh.
Half a wheel of moldy cheese? Is that more like what you were looking for?
Actually, that's more disgusting than what I had originally imagined. I think I would rather go with the dried beans. Yeah, but actually, I'm not going to do any of that because ghosts love treasures. So I'm going to take a little coin and I'm going to put it. You said there's like a little slot, right?
No, there's a little tiny circular window. You could easily break that window and push whatever.
Ooh, that feels bad.
You could also slide it under the door if you have, if it's small, because the it is an iron door meant to be secure. I mean, the slit is like this small. There's almost no gap to go underneath it.
I'm going to break this little window. Wait, I'm going to peep through the window. I'm such a fucking idiot.
Okay.
I'm going to look through the window.
You look through the window. It's very dark in here.
I can imagine so.
As it kind of shines his fingernails in there to
I love that nail polish.
Try and help you. Thank you. It's made from the fire of century-old dead phoenixes.
That's incredible. Wow.
Yeah, wow. Go ahead and roll wit and see if you can see. You have very limited vision here still.
Well, 13?
13. On the left-hand side, you can see there's a number of bookshelves that have been carved out of this weird silvery wood metal. But there's no books on it, only piles, like triangular piles of ancient scrolls caked in thick layers of dust. To the right-hand side is some sort of cold hearth, like dug into it, a hollow that was similar to the little blue-shoed gnome's hollow that he was using as a hearth, but to a much larger scale. Other than that, there's nothing in the room.
Can I easily open this door?
It's chained.
I mean, like, what kind of chain?
I mean, you could bust the chain off with, like, a crowbar or something, or a sword.
What about a, you know, 4-foot-long metal iron bat?
Absolutely do that. Is that what you want to do?
Yeah, sure.
I think
what about acid from my hands?
You could do that. You could do that. You guys have a lot of options for destroying a singular chain. Yeah.
Let's do it. Let's do all of them.
At the same time.
At the same time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Echoes is vomiting acid on the door. I don't use the acid function of Elemental Blast very much.
I also have acid. I stole that from you.
Who's taking the chain off and how?
I think one of you fools could do it easily.
If I could fit like the bat underneath the chain, the more like, pry it, you know, like have it brace against the door itself and then yank on the top of it.
Totally. Roll Mike.
To try and like pull it away and.
I like this better because I feel like the more we use magic, the louder we're being.
Yeah,
that's fair.
I feel like just generally using magic, even if it's quiet, is kind of announcing yourself to a being like Zale or Murdoch.
It's not great. I rolled a 7.
7. I mean, that's enough to pop this
chain.
You're a muscular dude and it's an old chain. So get that leverage and shatter it off.
Herbert is 4'2" and 342 pounds. He's the densest motherfucker you'll ever see in your life.
More ways than one, am I right, fellas? I get it.
Wow, hilarious.
He's actually a very intelligent man.
So. Yeah. I was going to say dumb. Dense.
All right, you pop it off.
I'm going to say through the door, we're going to come in and I'm going to light that fire for you real quick and leave you a little treat and then we'll be on our way.
Okay. So you are coming in alone?
I mean,
Herbert's going in.
Okay.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Let's have a little.
I think I'll stay out here.
I'm going to.
Yeah, one of us should keep watch. Good idea. Smart thinking.
I'm going to look in the room through the mask.
Okay.
Nothing but blood.
Oh, my God.
You don't see anything other than, I mean, in terms of like living creatures, you don't register anything.
Right.
But in the left corner where the bookshelf meets the far wall, there's just this like massive explosion of old blood, like as if the corner of the corner of the room had spewed blood out in a flowery formation.
She does not share that.
Yeah, let's not.
It's something horrible has happened here, and we don't need to share that with the rest of the class.
Yikes, Remy.
She takes the mask off.
So you two enter alone.
Yeah.
Okay.
She'll stand at the door with Ezek.
Yeah. Hey, I need your fire hands real quick, though. I'm sorry. I know we literally just said we don't want to use magic. Can you be like, can you kindle the hearth here? Can you light it?
Yeah.
Please.
She just moves in and just kind of like, I mean, to me, it looks like she just puts her hand like in the wood.
Mm.
And then just like you see the fire start to come up.
Mm.
She just pulls her hand out.
The fire slow at first and then starts to crackle and then sort of falls in on itself. And that's when it really comes up. Here in about 60 seconds, it just sort of explodes into a little gout of flame. And when that light fills up the room, you hear this sort of creaking noise behind you. And Spadefoot Herbert, when you go to look over your left shoulder, to see where it's from. It's from that same corner where the bookshelf meets the wall.
That we know nothing about.
And indeed. And it looks as though the light just barely illuminating that corner. You can see there's a old woman with sort of wavy, greasy gray hair and robes that's sitting there facing the corner away from you, rocking back and forth on her waist. Her hands are up in front of her chest. She's sort of hunched over on herself.
I'm not sure what you did, if it was good or bad, but if you're still trapped here for all that time, that really fucking sucks. So I'm going to put a little coin on top of the... I'm imagining the hearth has some type of frame. I'm going to put a coin on top there. I don't really want to approach this ghost woman, if I'm being honest with you, just because it feels sort of disrespectful. Do you guys want to approach the ghost?
No, I'm just going to ignore that.
No, I think that's...
not really my business.
That's fair.
I'm going to go look through these scrolls.
Right next to the old woman. Just be like...
Try not to make eye contact.
Absolutely, you should not make eye contact.
No, not planning on it.
Okay. Well, a number of these scrolls immediately strike you as, in terms of how they're formatted, you know, as you sort of gingerly are poking them, slightly opening them up. I'm assuming you're being careful.
Yeah, of course. It's old parchment, and I don't want it to, like, fall apart in my hand.
Yeah. A number of them strike you as spells, in terms of how they're framed, but... you can't really discern them. They're not really in a language that's spoken anymore. Some sort of mix of green and deep. But they are, some of them are spells. Others are almost like schematics with little blurbs next to them. It almost feels as though they're sort of like pieces of localized history of the structure itself.
Cool.
Or like examinations of the structure from perspectives, people that have come into the structure itself, not from the structure, you know, pilgrims that have made notes about what's going on in here.
Okay. How much of that weird chew do we have?
Probably a lipful.
Just one?
Yeah, knock it out.
Yeah.
I'm sure it tastes great.
Yeah. I think he just like grits his teeth and like pops it in there.
Delicious.
Okay.
Yeah. Specifically like... not looking at the spells first, like looking at schematics, because that's something that he's very interested in. Mm-hmm. You know, like if there's any mention of like why some rooms have floating rocks.
Yes. Yes, there is.
Yes.
Roll wit.
Okay.
With advantage with the chew, perhaps?
No, the chew just allows him to understand.
Like read it.
I got you.
Get the full picture.
Something in here.
Much better. It's an 18.
I need a book.
You're a book.
Borrow a book for just a minute.
I also need that. So
I will hand it right back to you.
Okay, Herbert, you've found numerous mentions. It does take you quite a bit, probably about 10 minutes of reading this as you're smacking on this chew and pouring over these manuscripts. You find this sort of correlating term that in common kind of paraphrases as like the silver core or the heart of the tree tower. And this thing is an independent sort of perpetual motion device of magic. The problem is it's very delicate and requires what, again, this is a translation from common, so it's not the exact same word, but it's a similar phrase, requires the deep attention of engineers.
Hey, that's you.
Engineering specifically, like in this word, it feels like kind of like spiritual engineers, but it's not really a word that exists in common. It does make note that these engineers live here. They're like caretakers of this area, which is referred to as the Woad.
Ooh.
The issue being is, you know, obviously these are very old and there's no current signs of engineers. You would imagine through the context of this is if that attention to detail, if that careful engineering of this thing is not maintained, that sort of magic and all of these systems, which, you know, are designed for some sort of divine purpose, you would imagine that wonkiness could just happen instead. There's not real results. There's not real divine or magical results that are happening here. Now it's just rampant
chaos.
Magic. Yeah.
It's chaos.
Exactly.
Okay, so I'm going to ask two questions. One, does there seem to be anything on any of these schematics that would indicate like some sort of like repairable linchpin to try and get some sort of order back into the tower?
Other than the core itself, maybe. You do see in these schematics, the core is like held up or held in place, I guess more like held in trajectory, kind of like a bike chain, by these three pylons that push towards it from different angles in this core chamber. Basically, if these pylons aren't like aimed in the right way or they become damaged, then the core itself becomes unstable, starts to wobble or shake or fall apart, or, you know, break at the seams. So those pylons were probably your linchpin you're looking for, but they're also in the core chamber. Yeah. You just have to get into this room.
Oh, God.
Which is down three floors and then 600 paces south of here.
Oh, God, we got a map now?
Kind of.
Something. Literally anything is better than nothing.
This is with an 18 that's like directional. Yeah. Because the problem that you guys are running into is that like...
We don't have a direction.
Yeah.
You can tell from these schematics that how the place was is very different than how it is now due to the core. The rooms have shifted. The rooms are shifting. Everything's jumbled up. But if you go down and left 600 paces, if you go down 600 feet and then, or down 40 feet and then left 600 feet, then you should be at the core chamber, which is not supposed to move. It's supposed to
be where everything moves around. For my second question, does this, like, looking at the writing, looking at the way that the schematics are laid out, so and so forth, is this at all related to the same author or individual that was working on that floating city?
Ooh.
Ah, you see that there is sort of a shared language here, but it's definitely from very different perspectives. Like, these people are not necessarily related or of the same people, but you can tell that the language is shared somewhat.
Yeah. Just the way they talk about the things, I assume. There just seem to be any similarities in like theory whatsoever.
Yeah. Yeah. Very much so. I mean, this core is similar to the engine that would push this thing up. Mm-hmm. But this core isn't doing anything that has to do with the floating, the flying. That was really the puzzling part for the engineers that you had read about before, and they were using some sort of special material to make that happen.
No.
This is more just moving things up and down, like, you know, or around or in space-time. But it's very different from like having a thing persistently floating. The little stones you've seen floating and hovering were probably done by accident.
Yeah.
So.
But there was something there that caused them to float.
Yes. Very similar. I'm glad you made that connection, because that's very much so what's happening here.
All right.
Madeline is in a different world. I'm thinking so hard. Still
got the chew on. As long as it's still working, I'm going to look at these things that seem to be spells.
Okay. This is why I need the book, because there are, in fact, just spells in here.
I could say that Echo is doing something else in the room right now.
You better not be talking to this fucking ghost. Oh my God.
I make no such fucking promises. I'm not talking to the ghost yet.
Okay, because I would like to talk to the ghost with you.
Oh, I'm going to do something.
Are you going to do a little dance?
I have a thing.
Okay. I want to pose the question of why was this locked in here, and this creature that is in here with us may not be the original thing that was in here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so a lot of these spells seem to be divine in nature, and they are straight up cleric spells. I mean, although like, you know, rudimentary and archaic, it's the same sort of methodology, just in different turns. As your chroniclers choose fading, you see prayer, you see fate fuse. And I can tell now, like you can learn these here and now. Like you see them and you see there's like runes on the page embedded in it.
Mm-hmm.
And there is, in no simple terms, basically it just says touch here.
Yeah.
So if you want to like absorb that, you know, it would be sort of a process of absorbing and learning.
It would still take time. I wouldn't be able to. It's not like a download done.
You'd have to meditate on this for probably like a day.
Yeah.
But now that you've seen it and you've taken them in, you can sit there and I would say you can probably choose one and sit here and camp out in this room and learn them if you want to do that, if your group wants to make that decision.
For a full day, though, I think we need to... Are these in any kind of state that I could take them with me?
You could definitely take them with you.
Okay, then I'm going to do that.
Okay.
Yeah. Nope. I'd rather not do this.
As well as like any like schematics relating to like where we are in relation to the core.
Mm, okay. So it's going to be about 3 scrolls. So they take up an inventory slot altogether.
Mm-hmm.
Echo, you're doing something.
Yeah. So while this is going down, she's been standing by the fire.
Mm.
There's a sprig of fleet flyer sticking out of her mouth.
Okay. Mm.
And because she's about to do something.
About to go up and tickle that ghost.
Oh, God.
And
come here, ghost.
In her hands is that arnica vine with the leaves on it. She's been picking off leaves from it and throwing them into the fire.
Mm.
Just kind of watching the fire, chewing on that fleet flyer. And that ghost, you said she's just sitting there, like hands to her chest, yep, like rocking back and forth.
That's right, facing away.
Sound like she's crying?
No, she's very quiet.
Very
probably
quiet.
Like clutching onto something, I imagine.
Hmm. So she just sits there and thinks for a second, and then she takes, I'll just say she like puts the tip of her finger in her mouth and kind of bites. Just wells up a little bit of blood on the tip of the finger. And she's going to walk over with purpose just towards the ghost.
Okay.
And she stops about 6 feet away. And she makes a line on the ground between her and the ghost out of her blood. And then she reaches in her bag and she holds up some ember clump. And just that, what was it, the name of the ember clump?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. And she lays it on the ghost's side of the line. And then she sits down cross-legged on the ground, just like one motion, sits down and closes her eyes. And I'm going to use commune.
Fun.
And I get 3 questions.
Okay. Upon your casting, you see her sort of like stop rocking. She kind of comes to a slow stop. And then the whole of her body, without moving itself, sort of rotates around to face you. And you can see her face now.
That's creepy.
She's just like she rotated on a joint. She turns her knees and face facing you. And you can see these old eyeless holes in this gray skin. And she's clutching at something close to her chest. Her shoulders are all shriveled up close to her neck. And then she begins to rock again. She's just looking at you with her eyeless face holes.
Ooh.
I also think that Echo, when she sat down, she pulled that crow mask. And it's just like sitting on her knee, like visible. And she is going to ask her first question. What holds you here?
The plague.
The plague?
The plague.
Hmm.
Fix me, doctor.
Oof. Oof.
Okay.
Just so you know, I got smite locked in a little bit.
Yeah.
I think she gets the message that's been sent by the line, you know?
Cool.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, that's great. If I was a ghost, I would totally obey the bloodline too.
She doesn't have to obey it. It is a message being sent. Don't cross this line.
Mm-hmm.
It's a threat. It's not a.
Yeah, she doesn't have any eyes, so she can't actually see.
That's true. Second question. I'm trying to think if I have anything really good. Well, do you guys have anything?
Bro, this is all you. I always have a question, but you got to ask the next one.
Okay. I mean, I can ask the third one.
What does that even mean?
I get 3 questions.
The old woman coughs up black phlegm and it begins to dribble down her jaw.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm. Know what that is?
Yep.
Hi, I'm going to butt in real quick. I do have a question, if that's all right with you, Echo.
I think in this state that she's in, I don't think she necessarily like physically responds cool to Spadefoot. Like, I think
just
it's
the way I want that to
but there
happen.
Might be, she heard you.
Great.
And it's, yeah. Say cool, your thing. Cool. She's like unbroken, like staring at the ghost right now, like barely blinking.
Why is this the location that you chose? Because I guess really, if you're tied here by the plague, you could go anywhere in this building. But why are you in this one? Like this room specifically?
She just sort of, without crossing a line, points towards the fire and smiles. Coughs up more black phlegm onto herself. You can see it's standing her robes.
That sucks. I thought maybe she was an engineer or something.
I think this might have just been a poor sick woman.
Yeah, that sucks.
Okay.
You can always ask her how she got here.
Yeah. Ask her who wrote the shit.
If she was brought in.
Yeah.
Or she found her way here.
Mm-hmm.
You know? How did she come to be
Witch
when
plague.
She was living?
God,
what brought you here?
She kind of keeps that same hand extended that she was pointing with, and she puts her palm up and raises the sleeve of her robe. She says, I built this place.
Oh, cool.
And you can see there's a mark on her arm facing you. It's a triangular ringed key.
Okay, make a mental note of that mark.
She slowly turns like she's on a joint again. Without moving her body, it just revolves back towards the corner, and she begins to rock again.
Well, that sucks. She got the plague after making this crazy magical place. Couldn't even kick the plague. God damn, that sucks.
Okay, where to next?
I'm gonna like pull you two together. We should like leave the room, right? Like that's like a great way to end this and get out of her way right now, right? Do you have what you need?
I mean, yeah. I don't think that we're gonna find the sword in here.
No.
And that's what we're after. So.
Oh, okay. I should have asked her about the sword.
Damn. Shit.
Dustin's like, you should have.
I didn't think of that. I thought of like where you're from. Or like, how'd you get here?
Where you from?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so I guess we'll leave. And
who did your hair, girl?
God. Mm-hmm. And I would like to leave the door cracked for her.
Yes.
Okay.
As opposed to chained closed.
Yeah. Yeah. I am going to whisper and be like, what's the key? Do we know the key thing?
Yeah, kind of.
He had one in his eye.
Mm-hmm. It's a fate mark. Some people have them.
Mm-hmm. Why?
They're not fully well understood.
It's like a birthmark or something. But like magic. Herbert like wiggles his fingers in the air.
And not that's really. Not concerning for anybody?
No.
How long has this been happening?
Forever.
And nobody knows?
No.
That's well, that seems a little ridiculous, right?
Seen.
What?
First one was on the second one was on a ghost.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Okay. And that made this. Well, she made it. We didn't even ask her name. Ugh, so rude.
Well, when you only have 3 questions, it can be hard to get to know somebody.
That's true. All right, should we keep walking? Or do we want to take like a little nap in the hallway or something?
No.
Are you sure? You look a little sleepy.
I think we should keep going.
Isaac, are you sleepy?
Me, I'm tired. I'm tired. Best find a safe place to rest, though, if that's what we want to do.
You mean like in the goop?
Safer.
That's a joke. It's a joke. Funny
jacuzzi.
Things. See, you built up on the joke. Comedy.
What's a jacuzzi?
Shit.
It's like a bathtub, but they use engines and they make it bubble up. They have them in Sondo.
You'll get there. Keep trying.
Mark Wahlberg. Mark Wahlberg.
The sand place.
Wow, there's a sand place? That's pretty cool.
It's where I'm from.
Oh.
Sondera.
I've only ever seen it in books.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I haven't seen it in person or books, so I suppose just in my mind now. Great. So do we want to go down the weird snaking hallway?
Yes.
Or?
Progress.
Or the ladder that just goes straight down. Personally, I hate ladders, but I don't know. Do we want to get to the core?
Eventually, yeah.
Do we want that to be like our
next stop?
Yeah, do we want to go there and try to fix
this
shit?
We don't
even
know if that's going to lead directly there.
Oh, God, that's so true.
Just look down the hole.
Yeah, let's take a little peep down that hole.
Okay.
I'll grab Essek by his ankles, dangle him down the hole. No, don't do that.
Who is looking down the hole?
Herbert. Guy's legs and like a.
I'll also peer in.
Yeah.
Okay. Obviously, it's dark down there. Herbert, Spadefoot, why don't you guys roll wit?
Do have my rod out.
Okay.
Five.
I got a 6.
Okay.
It's a pretty nice hole.
Hey, guys, I found a hole.
Shine your light down this hole and take a look. And the things that you're able to gather is that obviously this ladder goes probably about 50 feet down and then lands onto like a square platform that looks like the top of like a large pylon, right? That's that's coming from way deeper down in the dark. But coming off that pylon and all around the walls of this chamber and on other pylons is this vast network of stairs made out of that silvery wood metal material, and they go up and down and sideways, and some of them are even upside down. In fact, as you look over, you can see the sort of ceiling of this chamber, basically the floor that you're standing on, that spreads off into the darkness, has stairs that seem to like go along it without going up or down, shooting off in different directions. It is like the belly of some great beast filled with these angular steps.
So is this where the core is? And this pylon seems similar to what's like holding the core in place?
Oh, very much not.
Okay.
These
okay.
pylons are like square towers that
okay.
come up out of the ground from way below, all at different heights, and mm-hmm. stairs connect some of them.
Well, this looks like a nightmare. A nightmare.
Yeah, this is definitely not a good dream.
No.
How do we even walk in here?
Good question. Well, do we want to continue to explore that? I imagine to probably an extent it has some weird gravity in there.
Yeah. I love weird gravity, though.
Or we'll just get there and just fall straight down.
I mean, do you want me to like...
I'm going to take it out of my pocket, take one of those old gold coins.
Yeah, coin check.
Flick it towards like the middle of the room and see if it just does anything weird or if it acts exactly as it should under normal circumstances.
Okay. You flick this coin off into the dark and you see it lands on top of one of these tall square towers and just boop, and it kind of bounces off onto a set of stairs that goes down from this tower and it goes ding, 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 down the steps.
No.
So it's
even though it's flat, it's just like bouncing. Or is it like the stairs actually at an angle?
The stairs are at an angle that go downward from this tower, and it does seem to go down the steps.
Okay.
So well,
should be fine.
Nothing wrong here.
No.
Totally cool.
Yeah.
I'll go. Echo like walks over.
Hmm?
I'll push you in the hole. Would that There's be more like fun?
I don't think so.
I mean, you don't want to have fun today? Is that what you're saying? You don't want to...
I don't think I've had fun in at least 20 years.
Wow, a tough crowd, huh?
Have you tried gambling?
Yeah, have you tried Is playing cards?
Yeah. Have you tried gambling exorbitant amounts of money? Kind of shoots his,
let me tell you.
He shoots this weird smile at you like, oh.
Well,
sure, fuck it.
Ever onward. And I think Herbert just climbs down the ladder to the landing.
Mm-hmm. You climb down and arrive safely at this landing.
Yep. Echo follows. Do one at a time on the ladder.
Okay.
It's like when you're hiking in the park and you have to cross the footbridges one at a time.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ezek next. I'll go last.
Okay. Ezek begins to descend the ladder. MC Escher looking ass. Gets down to the floor of the platform. Looks around. Take stock.
Quick glance around before I go down there. Nobody's like watching us, right? Nobody's following us. I don't see any eyes anywhere.
It's a giant dark maze of stairs.
I mean, like up here, not down there.
Oh, no, there's nobody in here.
Just the ghost lady.
Yeah, besides the ghost woman.
Doesn't seem to be anybody watching you or anybody in here.
I'm going to call her Irma.
Oh, Irma was the name of my grandmother.
That's sweet.
What the fuck?
Everything's connected, man. I don't sleep, I only dream.
Holy shit, I'll go down. I will go down the stairs. Or the ladder.
And the four of you.
Can I close the latch after us?
There is no latch. It's just a
hole. Oh, I thought there was a latch. It's
a hole.
It's just a hole. That makes it worse. Great.
The four of you have descended into this dark maze of stairs, and that is where we'll end tonight's episode.
Hell yeah.
That's it. Have fun with this, guys.
How very labyrinth of you.
Very much so.